Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Mabakichi, Mabazalon. We trust the Father is doing you good and gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, we trust that everything is fine with you. Thank you to Bahle, she's back with you tomorrow morning. And as for me and you, we are together right through up to the hour 7. Sunday Live, the name of the show. I trust the Father is doing you quite well.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right. And tonight we are going to talk about believers as channels of the truth. And I trust as we do that, the Father will just do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way. Here's a song that everyone can listen to and enjoy. Not that others are not enjoyable, but all of them are enjoyable. This is one of them that really touches me when someone gives their heart to the Savior Yahuwah Elohim.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you great, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Our guests are already on the line. Let me welcome them. Let me start with Umfundisi Mota. He's in Porch tonight. He's in Porch, if I heard him very well. Mruti, greetings to you. Welcome to the show, sir.
Greetings to you too, my brother. Thank you so much indeed. You have heard me very well. Ngiyakubingelela igameni lika Yeshua HaMashiach. Ngiyabingelela nabalaleli emakhaya.
Kuyang kopotsho kwana.
Hayi no, kusiye kuhle mfundisi wami uJehova nje muhle. Amakhaza nje kodwa kwacele yonke indawo.
Yeah, kuyabanda. Hey, kuyabanda pots.
Kuyabanda mfowethu.
Hayi, kuyabanda pots. Yeah.
Yeah. Ngimelele nabafundi lapha nomfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani.
Hayi sithokoze. Sino Sipho Paulos namhlanje ukhuluma sengathi udliwe amashi. Yakhumbula kudala abantu bebanokubetha amashi, badlala amashi. He namhlanje ngithe mangikhuluma la ngeza ukuthi ha namhlanje ngathi angikhulumi nosomashi. Sipho, sawubona.
Hayi, angithula ngiyiphathe kahle gogo. Singithi ngiyiphathe kahle gogo. Ngibingelela abalaleli emakhaya. Ngisaphila abantu mfundisi umota nawe umbaba uLeyi kanye nawe umfundisi uJabulani Dominica.
Hayi, siyaphila sibuze kuwe mfowethu.
Hayi, siyabonga baba mahashi. Angigcini ukwabona luka sadlala komkhulu awasekho.
Awasekho ne?
Hayi siyabonga indoda amayiphila.
Hayi, yeah. And we also have my brother and friend Jabulani Dominic. Jabu, greetings. Welcome.
Hey, greetings my friend. It's good to be back. Indeed. Ngibingelele nje kakhulu lapha esitudiyo. Niyaphila kodwa?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sibuze kuwe bhuti wami man.
Nifudumele, hey, kuyabanda.
Hey, gabanda, shaya umkanje. Mara wena musi bokujima marathon, i comrades and bekubanda mfu.
Yeah, hayi bekubanda kakhulu.
Yeah.
Ni experience ama weather maybe ama weather plus 5
yeah.
In a day.
Yeah.
Yabanda kuyashisa kuntukuntuku.
Hey.
Kuyabanda kuphinde kushise.
Kube ntukuntuku.
Kuphula kuphela.
Yeah.
Hayi. So let me greet also nabafowethu umfundisi uMotha nomfundisi uSipho nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika Yahusha HaMashiach.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good Amen. To have you back. Amen. Good to have you back, Jabu.
Thanks. Ngiyamangaza le ndoda lena ngiyayifonela nje ngikhohle ukuthi ngile ku comrade ngizwe yaphendula mfundisi ngathi usemoye nje ethi ngiyagijima ngeku comrade.
Yeah, bela ku comrade.
Ngiyakumbula.
Uphendula nefoni mfowethu.
Yeah, hey, baonela abantu. Hey, madod, ba connected bele kube gijima.
We must keep the communication going.
Yeah, absolutely. Benginosipho, uSipho uye wami esikhaleni madod. The show was so great, man. Benginosipho. BekuSipho noSipho. BekuSipho noSipho.
NoSipho.
Yeah. BekuSipho noSipho.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a great show. It was a great show. Umfundisi Radebe uSipho Paulos laphana uyibambile. Hayi uyibambile saqhubha kamnandi. Kwaba mnandi ngendlela eyisimanga. Kwaba nje yayo. Hey, madod. Tonight we are going to talk about something quite interesting here. And this is about being the channels of truth. As believers, you know, when I say we are channels of truth, I mean we become the people whom the Holy Spirit speaks through. When the Spirit of the Father speaks through believers, such become channels of truth. Now, how does one ascertain whether they still are channels of truth? Truth says forgive and forget. Truth doesn't say revenge, avenge. Truth says do not return evil for evil, wicked for wicked. Truth says love. When you are hated, when you are persecuted, continue to embrace with grace. Those who persecute you, those who curse at you, and I continue to speak goodness and the goodwill of the Father over their lives. Channels of truth. It's not only about telling people their affairs, but it is about speaking the truth which is endowed with the love of the Father. Now, much of the times I think we have become channels of truth in a selective way, where we are offended, violated, mutilated. We want to become the truth of recompense. Mababanjwe. Mabafe. But the word doesn't say that. Stephen, when he was being murdered, and a young man called Saul, who was an officer and an academic, was also there. A Pharisee was also there. Whom we later know as one of the most brilliant writers in the word. They call him the Apostle Paul. He was there. He witnesses and narrates as Stephen dies. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There are people who have done us quite bad. They've done us bad things. And in being the channel of truth, have we said, Father, recompense me for what they have done? Or do we say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? I was speaking to Jablani very recently, and then he said something over the phone. And he said, we forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. It struck a chord, and today it comes back again into the conversation. Now I remember that discourse I had with my brother Jablan. Now, being the channel of truth, also you become a person through whom the Holy Spirit speaks. And in Matthew chapter 10, verses 20, it says, "For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." When you become a channel of truth, it's no longer you who speaks. One time I was listening to Sipopoulos some years ago, and then he says, "Uyazi mfundisi bengihlanya, kodwa bheka umusa kaNkulunkulu manje. Ngeke ngashayiswa ibhasi. Bheka umusa kaNkulunkulu manje." And then he was not even married then when he told me that. He was not even married. I was not even thinking to Sipuzo Shat. I think it's about 2 years later that he got married after he told me that. And that testimony has never left me, even today. I don't know for how many years Usipo has been married. I think it's more than 10 years. And you add to Angelele's story, it's been a while. And in all these things, he forgives those who have treated him maliciously and does not return evil for evil. And he speaks it. He says it. And when he says it, I realize it's not him talking, but the Spirit of the Father. I've listened to quite a lot of people, and I've heard that it's not them talking, but the Spirit of the Father. But I also listened to many people, and I heard it's not the Spirit of the Father talking, it is the flesh, it is the emotions, it's the anger. It's the personality talking, and not the Spirit of the Father. When you're a channel of truth, the word says in Matthew 10, verses 20, I'm repeating it intentionally. "For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." So the concept of you there, it's plural. It means you and I. The Father says, "For it's not you and I who speak or speaks, but the Spirit of the Father who speaks in us." In us. Then we are the channel of truth. Mark chapter 13, verses 11 says, "But when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given you that hour, speak that. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit." And many times we like to defend ourselves. Many times we like to lay complaint claims, to have people arrested and all those kinds of things and stuff. But does the word tell us to do that? And many times bad things happen to us and we are challenged left, right, and center. And the Father says, "Don't worry what you are going to say, for I will speak through you." As the Spirit of the Father will give you and I utterance at that time to speak. And sometimes when we speak and sometimes when we preach, you would see that ay maramo kare asemoyo halelelang ay khona umuntu okwatisa umfundisi la ay khona umuntu okwatisa inceke kusipho masina ay inceke ikwatileke namhlanje asamuzwa uNkulunkulu ngoba inceke uyenzeni ikwatile. Sesiza sesiza umasina manje. We don't hear umoya kaNkulunkulu. Kuba inkinga enkulu ke leyo. Nasebantwini abakulalele bayalimala nabo.
Yeah.
Ngoba uyabalimaza. But if it is the Spirit of the Father, the word says where the Spirit is, there is peace, there is liberty, there is truth. So being a channel of truth means that it is the Holy Spirit who speaks in you to many people, to multitudes of people. It's not you. You don't say ngiyomwina kanjani loyana. The Father will give you utterance at the right time. He will make you to speak the correct things into that soul at the right time. I've seen it many times. I've spoken to people I would be almost friends with, people I would be on talking terms with, people who have become my enemy, people who became whatever, bad or good to me. That if it is the Spirit of the Father talking, you would even be able to see what's happening in that soul. So much of the times, I think, we become those kinds of people who almost do not take into consideration that we are channels of truth. Because rightfully so, we have been offended. Rightfully so, people have done wrong to us. Rightfully so, people have hurt us. Rightfully so, people have betrayed us. And when we respond, we no longer respond in the truth. Because we are hurting. And that becomes a problem. So, we are talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way, and some good music will come about. You will be encouraged even for much more.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku app yethu noma ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Right, let me start with you, Jabu. Welcome back, my friend. We love you so much, and thank you for running the comrades. Some of us, say vilaphela singayigijima kodwa hey sizibukela phansi, but you continue to encourage us. But when we talk about being the channel of truth, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, my friend, and also let me also just thank the listeners and also my brothers, friends, for the support and prayers while I was also embarking on this journey of finishing the race.
Yeah.
So there is a big significance when it comes to running the race, my friend. So we don't have to go there, but I really appreciate because some were showing it on Facebook, on WhatsApp. My friend, you've always been showing it. So I really appreciate the support and the glory I give.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yahweh Elohim.
Hallelujah.
Without him, we never ask Konang.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, thank you, brother.
Amen. Great topic indeed about being the channels of truth. So being the channels of truth. So it means that as believers, God has placed us here on earth to be the people that stand for the truth at all cost. Because also our Lord, the Son of God himself, Yahushua HaMashiach, stood for the truth up to the cross. He died for the truth. So also, as his disciples, we must know the price to pay when it comes to standing for the truth. And that price is death. If we still really want to save our lives, we are not fit to really be the channels of truth. So we need to understand the price to pay for being the channels of truth, that it is death. So it means we are to die to self. There should be nothing that is about us for us to really represent the truth and speak the truth and stand for the truth. Because
your friends, the day you start standing for the truth, they are going to turn against you.
Mm.
Your family, the day you choose the truth and start to stand for the truth, they are going to reject you. You know, the fellow people at church that you go together with after church, you pass by, how powerful it was.
Mm.
The day you start to choose the path of being the channel of the truth, they will turn against you.
Mm.
Because the price to pay to be the channel of truth is death. Just like Yahushua HaMashiach paid the price. Also, we share also, as much as we share in his blessings, but also in his sufferings, we share.
Mm.
So also, we carry the very cross that he carried for the truth of the Father. So just to support my friend, there is a scripture there in the book of 1 Corinthians 2:13. It says, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words.
Mm.
So that's the truth that we stand for. Mm. And the reason for me to have to quote the scripture is because of that's where the rejection, that's where the isolation, that's where people start to turn against you, because the things that you are speaking, they don't understand.
Mm.
Remember when Yahushua HaMashiach spoke about himself, saying that, I am the bread of life.
Mm.
The one who eats my body is the bread of life. The one who eats my body. Mm. And they started to reject him. And they started to even, misunderstand him and thought of him as a heathen or a pagan, because paganism was about maybe eating human flesh and all forms of things.
Mm,
when he started to speak about himself, his flesh being eaten, those who were in the flesh misunderstood him because they were not in the spirit. They were not comprehending what he was saying from the spirit that he was speaking from. So same with you also when you are the channel of truth. As a believer, you are not speaking from the level where people are.
Mm.
The things that you are speaking are of the Spirit, you know.
Mm.
It says, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. So that's when we become the channels of truth. The things that we speak are not of the flesh. They are not of the mind, our carnal mind. They are of the Spirit. And those who will accept them are of the Spirit. But definitely those who are carnal and who are of the flesh, they will reject it. And we must be ready to pay the cost of being the channels of truth, which is death to self.
Mm.
Thank you, my friend.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. What does it mean to be a channel of truth? What has been your experience when it comes to be the channel of the Holy Spirit to speak to people?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
I'm looking at John chapter 7, verse 38. It says, he who believes in me, as the scripture had said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, which means the truth will flow out of his mouth. He will speak the rivers of life. The Father wants us to become those channels through whom these rivers of life are flowing, which means what we say must become living waters to many people. I don't know if we understand this quite well. Sipho?
It is amazing, Mfundisi, ukuthi ngokwezika uNkulunkulu, we must be the vessels of honor.
Mm.
According to what Paul has written, ukuthi endlini kaNkulunkulu kunezitye eziningi, ezinye zegolide, ezinye zesiliva, ezinye zebumba.
Mm.
That tells us ukuthi we are in the house of the Lord, but in different of positions or aspects uNkulunkulu angasisebenzisela kuyo. I've been reminded also futhi, Mfundisi, nangendaba kaPhilip, iBhayibheli lithi, unless Katum tell me food that book, but he didn't understand in the book of Isaiah.
Mm.
But the Holy Spirit propels Philip to go there and attend such a need. he becomes the channel of the truth. But this person was of a higher profile, a very Africa, but he didn't understand this Gangulungul. But God used Philip as the channel of the truth. In other words, when God wants to reach people, he can use us as the vessels of honor.
Mm.
And number two, I've been also reminded, footing the Baga Stefan, the Bible Liti, Babifunugum Kandarama, the Bem Kukuta, the Kukuta Mazino, ah, Kiptiranen, I would know, Fugum Kandarama, but Pipe Liti Waman is being the Ubusubaba Shinja, Baban Jangelos, and it tells them, Buti, Oi, Sobenza, Baba Gulala, Baba Prophet, and all the stuff, and the bears on Alice Katis. Kuluma, but that isn't because they understand good now. It was no longer Philip physically, but God reminded them, but they always rejected the truth. So, in other words, being the channel of the truth, we are used by God so that He can reach out to people. And lastly, even Nagu Paul, Nagu Sila, in the book of Acts, chapter 16, if I'm not mistaken, verse 29 to 31, Lakona, a jailer. When Yagazi Segel of the Chad of Fulega, Bum Chet Wamarum, but Umis Boschas Balega, Los Catil Mela Bulao. But if I paid it in Alice Catti, Mutinus Bosch, born good teacher in Fulegi, what we are Bulal, no, don't kill yourself. By Pelity, what means in Jan? Hey, by Pelity, but he called you up. So Paul was used as a channel of truth. To this jailer, he knew what they will put words in Pilin, Noma, Emlonian, Gapol, no sign, what he might mean, but no call. So, in other words, God can utilize us wherever we are, bright at the corner where we are. And it is important, we should always be connected to the Holy Spirit so that God can use us wherever He wants. There are people, abathandaz, imthandaz, abanezidingo uNkulunkulu. But God can use us, njengebandla, so that we become, or we bring answers, or God brings answers to them through us. Abanye mfundisi, uNkulunkulu, ukhathele ukuphila. Umuntu akufonele nje uzothi ndoda angazi ngikhathele ukuphila. Nawe uNkulunkulu efaka amazwi emlonyeni yakho. Uze umuntu akho. You have made my day.
Yes.
Not necessarily good when you can't langa like, but there was something that was desperately needed in billion yellow moon. But God use your mouthpiece so that He can reach the need of others. So in ango after to begin to avail ourselves in gangkulungu and in ango to just go sneeze kati uzofiga ati nanglam mile wamipugula nanghamba. One to go and say, Chel, one hamburger, you know. Sakubona, the service, good eye. Nalis Kata sends a tina. You're not doing post. So, sends a goo, yeah. So, you see, good Yakomis Kulungul, he can reach other people as far as no man that is going to understand. But because God is God of all flesh, he can use us. Ogwetu, we must stay connected to the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit can reposition ourselves and put us in the best position where God and His kingdom can be preached to people using us as His vessel.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sipho. Thank you so much. I really appreciate, my friend. Now, if you just joined us, we are talking about ourselves being the channels of truth. I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic, Sipho Paulo Sikhathebe, and Umfundisi Mqoo Motha. And we are looking into this very aspect. Mfundisi Motha, I want to bring this to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. A person who is a channel of truth does not speak from the wisdom of man, profession or rank, or education, but he speaks from the Spirit of the Father, and what he speaks is spiritual. Speaking with the spiritual, it means the spiritual will hear him even quite well. What say you on this?
Thank you so much. What an interesting and powerful topic that I think tonight.
Indeed, my brother. You know, for one to be able to speak the spiritual truth or to speak the things of the Spirit, one should have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, so that the Spirit of the Father can come and dwell in you. And then it is the Spirit of God that will help you to speak the wisdom that comes from the Father, because Christ is our wisdom. Where can you find a man such who have the Spirit of the Father? Why Ashoka Njali? It was because he heard the things Joseph asked Kulumile, because Joseph Kulwambulela is into Zekamoya, and through the Spirit of God that is upon him, he was able to discern, he was able to understand, he was able even to give counsel or to give advice to the king. And he was not speaking of his own knowledge, nor of his own wisdom, but it was the wisdom from God. And because he is, or he was, the channel of the truth, so the Spirit of God was able to speak through him, because he is the vessel that that possesses the truth of the Father. So, ngamema kama mfundisi, for us ukuba sikwazi ukukhuluma izinto noma ukuhlakanipha okuvela kuNkulunkulu, we need that Spirit that come from the Father. And one can only have that through Christ, because Christ uti, there's nobody that will come to the Father except by me. So in other words, when we are able to receive him as our Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God comes and dwells in him. Christ himself, he said, I'm going to pray to the Father that he will give you a comforter, the one who will teach you more things. So in other words, for you, ukuthi nasemsebenzini, when they have problems, what can they do to resolve them? And then they said, we are waiting for Ray. And when you come, my brother, and when you start to speak solutions to the problem, you start to ask questions that are relevant, that will bring solution into the light, to the lights, for the organization to order to be able to function properly. It is because you are having the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom. So it is something that every believer should have, because we are given. Little Gankulunkul, we are all given equally, but differently. So at the moment, umuntu avumela umoyo ingcwele to be able to teach you. Hence, David, to teach me, O Lord, to know your ways. When we are being taught by the Spirit of God, you will be able to speak the wisdom that not comes from you, but the wisdom that comes from the Father. And the way umoya kaNkulunkulu umuhle ngawo wenza ukuthi even ukwazi ukulumela iqiniso, that you will be able to love other people. We need to understand, mfundisi, ukuthi, you know, when we speak of the truth, actually we are speaking of a person, we're speaking of Christ himself, because he is the embodiment of the truth. So therefore, You can never be a channel or a vessel of truth if you do not have Christ in you, because Christ is the embodiment of the truth. So therefore, for us to be able to stand in the truth and to be able to speak the truth, the book of Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 7 says, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wicked is an abomination to my lips. In other words, one needs to have the Spirit of the Father, so that you can be able to speak what the truth. You shall be able, even when you go out. Christ, when he gave the commission to his disciples, said, go and preach the gospel. And you will be able to go and preach the gospel in truth, and preach it in truth. And the Spirit of God will work, and the Spirit of God will serve the people. This is the Spirit that we're talking about earlier, that out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water. This is when we have the impact, when we bring the truth and light unto the world, so that the world may be saved. So it is important, my brother, Ugoti, one to be able to say, I am a channel of the truth, should have a relationship with Christ, because he is the embodiment of the truth.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Mota. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What does it mean to be a channel of truth? What does it mean to you to be a channel of truth? And today, are we those channels of truth?
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
When I started, I actually brought on the aspect of being a channel of truth. Returning evil for evil doesn't make you a channel of truth. Revenge, hitting back, you know, Stephen says, forgive them for they know not what they do. Christ says that also. The word says, forgive them that trespass against you. We basically says, forgive us our sins just as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, when we take action against those people who have done bad to us, are we channels of truth? I'm just asking, are we channels of truth? When we want revenge and recompense, are we channels of truth? When we go on to actually hit even harder those who had hit us, are we channels of truth? And I had also said, being a channel of truth, you are being a person through whom the Holy Spirit speaks. The Spirit of the Father gives you utterance to speak in every situation. You don't just speak out of your own logic and out of your own thinking. It is the Spirit of the Father who speaks through you, which means, therefore, everything that you say is spiritually discerned. It is scriptural. It is based on scripture. Not your logic, not your education, not your power, not your stance, not your culture, not your tradition, not your gender, not your race. But it is the Spirit of the Father who speaks through you. How far are we channels of truth when we look at ourselves these days? Look at our fights. Look in the manner in which we treat each other. Can we be able to say we are completely channels of truth? Basically, when we speak instead of in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we speak in the name of our own churches and denominations, our own political affiliations. Does that make us channels of truth? I need to know from you. I mean, even I need to be educated on this. And being a channel of truth, are we perpetuators of violence or of peace? And of violating others because they violated us? Are we channels of that? Now, the aspect of forgiveness, I think it was touched even today. I was listening to the servants of the Most High talking. They spoke also earlier on in the morning. They spoke about forgiveness, you know, and that in itself makes one a channel of truth. So we are talking about that. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. Tell us about your experience as being a channel of truth. Or perhaps today, when you observe us, when you look at us, would you be able to say that we are a channel of truth?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good. I'm sitting with Jablan Temenik, my friend and brother, and also my friend and brother, Sipho Paulose Katebe, and also my friend and brother, Pastor Mkomo Ta. We are touching base on this. Sipho is in Standerton. Jablan is in Ekangala. And umfundisi Motha use Potch. Yeah. Labantu baya Tora, man. And so we are touching base on this, the very aspect and issue of being a channel of truth. Jabu, let me bring this to you again. I'm looking at 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 11. It says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of Yahuwah, as the oracles of the Most High. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the abilities which Yahuwah supplies, that in all things Yahuwah may be glorified through Yahusha HaMashiach, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, if we speak, let it be the oracles. It means let it be the word of the Father when we speak. And that is how we become the channel of truth. And then says, even if we teach or minister, let it be the ability of the Father, so that in our ministries, we become the channels of truth. We don't put lay hands on people because you are speaking as a great servant of the Most High, anointed in the holy mountain of Gan. No. But it is the Father who is actually doing things through you and speaking through you as the word says, not contrary to that, not your opinion. Jabu.
Amen, my friend. That's very true. Being the channel of truth means that you cease to exist when it comes to speech.
Mm.
Everything that you speak is that of the Father, or that which is of the word of the Father.
Yeah.
At all times. Mm. And that's impossible with human ability or one's ability.
Mm.
Many have tried, but I believe it's not possible for you to really try. But if you've believed in him and you've accepted him, you cease to exist, because now he becomes in you and you become in him, as you were preaching even today, my friend. So it means, therefore, Yahusha HaMashiach is the one who is alive in you now. So it means everything that proceeds out of your mouth is that which is of the Father, that which is of the word of the Father.
Mm.
Because you've died, you've been crucified with Christ.
Mm.
So you no longer exist. You know, the life that you live, you're living it by faith in him. Therefore, even the things that proceeds out of your mouth are that which is, they are of the Spirit that dwells within you. So when you still have to put an effort to control your tongue, to tame your tongue, to do all the three steps and seven keys, it means that you are still alive.
Yeah.
You are still alive and trying. And it is, as I'm saying, many have tried, and I believe Ubuti, they've failed, because of, it's not by might nor by power, but it is by the Spirit, said the Lord. So we can only really be the true channels of truth by the Spirit of the Father dwelling within us and being the one who leads us. So you just to support what you're quoting from the book of First Peter, you know, like I was also looking into the book, I think it's of 2 Timothy 4:2, which speaks about having to be speaking the truth or the gospel in season and out of season, reproving, rebuking, exhorting with all long suffering and doctrine. That word, long-suffering, it means it's not easy. It's not nice.
Mm-mm.
You know, like when I was running, I was long-suffering.
Yeah.
Because of it's not easy and it's not nice. Like, you feel the pain. The pain, like climbing the hills and the mountains.
Yes.
But you long-suffer.
Mm.
You bear with the journey. You press on. You keep moving one step at a time.
Yeah.
Same also with being the true, or maybe the channels of the truth. It's not easy. It's not a smooth sailing. You know, let's forget about all these nice preachings that really attract
people and also entices people that it's easy and it's nice. It's all about flashy cars, blessings and monies and everything. It's not like that. We wouldn't have to long suffer if it was easy like that.
Yeah.
You know, but we long suffer because it's painful. It's difficult. It's hard. At some point you feel like there is no reason for this. I wish I can just give up because it's not easy, you know. So yet, because you are the channel of the truth, you're supposed to understand that I'm experiencing all this and going through all this because of bearing the truth. I'm not experiencing it because of I'm a particular person. It's because of the truth that you bear. The fact that you've carried the cross that our Lord carried, that's why also you are experiencing all the sufferings, all the pain that you are going through. And we are encouraged by the Father from that word that we are to continue in season and out of season to reprove, to rebuke, to exhort with all long suffering and all doctrine. When people change doctrine, your friends are changing doctrine. I know of pastors that when I came to believe, they were preaching the true gospel. But along the way, they changed doctrine, my friend. Suddenly, it was about the faith water. Suddenly, it was about the oils. Suddenly, it was about them. Suddenly, it was polygamy. Many things that they brought into themselves. And they polluted. And them being the channels of the truth. You know, so it calls for you as the channel of the truth to persevere. Like, don't change doctrine now, Mfundi Sumota. They were introducer to your circle of fellowship. These ways that people are using because of you see that no crowds are coming. Numbers. The gospel is not about chasing crowds and numbers. It's about the Father being pleased.
Yeah.
Everything that we say, is He pleased. Then we will be really showing that we are the true channel of truth when we stand for the truth that He has declared upon us. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the precision. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. I promised you, Uguti, I'm going to play some good music for you, and I am going to do that. Let me ask these two questions also to these two of my friends. Then I'm going to play you some nice music by Mabongi. And I know much of the times, you know, we haven't played Mabongi for quite some time. And I want us to really play Mabongi and enjoy her, you know. Yeah, and enjoy her and enjoy how she goes about, you know, singing for us. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will just grace you so much in a mighty, mighty way. All right. Here's the aspect also that I want to look into, and this aspect is on the issue, if one can put this, it's on the issue of saying we are believers and children of the Most High, and being children of the Most High, we need to understand as to what does it mean to be a channel of the Most High. I want us to come to that. All right. Let me bring this to you, Sipho. Now, when we speak of ourselves as the channel of truth, here's another aspect of it. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 21, it says, "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of Yahuwah spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Hayi namhlanje uyakwazi ukwenza inkonzo ukuthi kusasa izanings on prophet anonke nize namakawusi wena abanye baze neyigcoko abanye baze namapesi abanye baze namawallet ngizobamba iwallet yakho bese ngiya prophesya. Can I go deeper? Ati deeper man of God. Now, but the word says, being a channel of truth, one of the things that one needs to acknowledge, you can never determine as to when you are prophetic, except it be the Spirit of the Father that makes a moment prophetic. It is Him who will prophesy and through us, holy men and women, through us as we are moved by His Spirit. He will prophesy. We don't determine that on our own. Sipo?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. And it's amazing from the beginning of the show when you explain with him, cultivability, uNkulunkulu wethu uthe singawari what to say when we approach those places. Give us words and put it into our mind. In other words, it is God who uses us, and that is why by ability we should not quench the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Because the Spirit of God puts us in the position, a best position where He can give us good, excellent answers, and so that we can even solve problems. I've also been reminded from this in the book of Daniel,
yes,
in chapter 5, verse 25, when Belshazzar, a poopy poopo, they haven't understand, no matter when he see those hands, he become pale on his face, and he didn't understand what was happening, and he called people around them, but when he knew there was somebody called Daniel, because God was using Daniel as a channel of the truth to Belshazzar, and that is why he was able to be given the interpretation of what was written by that hand. When Daniel had to explain that God used this Daniel so that he explained what was being written on the wall. Why? Because God used Daniel as a channel of the truth to the king. That is why we should always stay connected to the Holy Spirit so that whenever God wants to speak to His people, we can encode the message that has been decoded by God through the Holy Spirit. And then people understand what the interpretation is. And another one is that Joseph, the Bible says, he was able to explain the dream. Why? Because God used Joseph as a channel of the truth. So most of the time from this in Jenny Band and on the last days, God will use his as Jenama ambassador. So being the light of the world, being the salt of the world, we become the channel of truth to people so that whenever people see izenzo zethu nemisebenzi yethu bakwazi ukudumisa uNkulunkulu. You know why? It is because God uses us as his vessels so that at the end of the day we'll bring anyone to the judgment. Ukuthi angizanga tumurei yayikirelo pulpit emhlabeni na wayengekho loya mama wayikhumbuza lokunana. Why? Because God uses us as his vessels, and when God wants to use us as his vessels, definitely we need to be connected to him through the Holy Spirit.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And we are touching base this on the issue of being channels of truth. What does it mean?
Hear the message of hope. Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.